Corn harvesters are about to start rolling across Oklahoma, and it's turned out to be a pretty good crop. Kim, what are corn prices doing?
Well, you look at corn prices, they're in the tank, and they're in the tank because you've got corn in stocks over 2 billion bushels. You got world stocks at 8.2. That's well above the 1.3 billion bushel U.S. average and the 6.8 world average ending stocks. You got production right now projected for the United States. Several firms have them over 15 billion bushels. You know, our last high was 14.5 billion. So we'll probably come out with high ending stocks and come out with high corn production. That's going to result in low corn prices. Right now, the market's bidding off the December contract for corn delivered wheat. Oklahoma between a minus 65 and a minus 60 cents per bushel under that lease contract. Will it get you at about $2.70. Panhandle's, the basis is a minus 30 cents, so that's going to get you around $3 and a nickel for harvest delivered corn.
Let's talk about another popular crop right now, sorghum. How are prices trailing there?
Well, you look at sorghum, of course, they're bid off that December contract too. In Oklahoma, the basis is a minus $1.10. You remember a few years ago when China was buying lots of sorghum, that basis was down around a minus 25, minus 30. So that gets your sorghum price for delivered sorghum about $2.25. The Panhandle doesn't like sorghum. As much as they do corn, so it's a minus 70 cents for or about 265.
Let's talk about soybeans right quick.
Another record crop coming in, probably over 4 billion bushels. The last record was just below that. You look at what it's being offered in Oklahoma. The basis about a minus 80 cents around the state, bidding off the November contract price at 960. So that'll get you about $8.80 a bushel for harvest delivered soybeans in the state.
Now, this last week, there were some well-attended canola schools across Oklahoma, a lot of interest in canola. How does the price look?
Well, you look at canola prices, they've been coming down, but in canola, you deliver at harvest and you sell at harvest. Right at harvest is $5.85 around most of the state. Right now, it's down around $5.10, but that just goes year in and year out. You need to sell your canola at harvest as you deliver it in because the elevators don't want to store canola. They need that space for other products.
Okay, now let's look into your patented Kim Anderson crystal ball here into the wheat. 2017, what are you seeing?
Well, producers right now are deciding whether to plant wheat, some marginal acres. You look at that July 17 contract, it's about 70 cents premium over what we got right now. It's around 475. The basis that elevators are off is a minus 95 cents. So it'll give you about $3.80 for 2017 delivered wheat. I think they've got at least a 20 cent, if not a 30 cent risk premium in that basis. So I'm looking, stick the old neck in the guillotine here, about $4.30 as we get to next year. That's about a 45 under basis rather than a 95 under basis, about 50 cents better.
How does that compare to last year's crop at that time?
Well, if you look at last year, of course, we're about a dollar higher. We had higher prices, and we had a higher expected price coming into this crop.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.